content creation is an important activity if you are building a business around your knowledge and your expertise, and if you are a digital coach. So in today's episode, I am going to share with you a 3-step framework that will help you to create better content. So the episode begins after this quick intro. Hello everyone, you are listening Rishabh Jain on the Rishabh Jain Show, digital marketing podcast for side hustlers. And my mission with this podcast is to give you the best strategies, tactics and knowledge about sales and marketing funnels so that you can build and grow your digital coaching and consulting business and live the life of freedom and abundance. And the episode begins now. Okay, so let's just talk about creating content, and it's one of the most important activity if you are building a information business, a business which is which you have built around your knowledge, your skill, and you are sharing knowledge. You are not delivering any physical goods. You are selling your expertise to solve the problem in the marketplace. For that, it's very important that you are creating content, because your content is the gateway. This content will actually position you in the market as an expert, and this content will help you to attract the people that wants the solution that you are selling. So it's an important activity, there is no doubt about it. And most people, I think many people actually feel a lot of hesitation when it comes to creating content. So if you are not creating content, then it's a big problem. You have to create the content. So choose whichever maybe the medium you are comfortable with. If you can come in front of camera, start recording videos. If you cannot come in front of camera, you can do it with voice, like launching a podcast like this. And even you can go with the written content as well. Just choose which is the most naturally, the thing which comes naturally to you, which you are most good at, and just start doing it and start creating content. So now we are clear that yes, we need content, and you should be creating content as a digital coach if you are selling your knowledge, your expertise to build the business. But how to create an effective content, the content that is to the point, that help people to move forward in the journey with you. So I'm going to share a 3-step framework that can actually help you to create better content. I'm not saying that this framework is something, some magic thing which will make everything easy for you. But yes, if you will keep this framework in mind, whenever you are creating content, it will give you the structure, it will give you the flow, and you will have the clarity that, okay, this is how I should approach in my content. So let's just see that what this framework is all about. So this is a simple ABC framework. Okay, ABC framework. And let's explore what is this framework is all about. So first part of this framework, first step of this framework is attention. Yes, A means attention. So you have to grab the attention of the people with your content. And how you are going to grab the attention? So it's the hook. It's the headline. If you have a written content, your headline is the hook. The main hook is headline. Okay, maybe if you have an image, that image can also be used as a hook. If you have a video, you can use that video as a hook. But ultimately, your headline is the hook. And if you are creating a podcast, if you are creating a video, you will use this headline to hook the people. You will tell this thing as the begin as the as the video begins or as the podcast begins, so that people actually get hooked with you, and they should feel, okay, I have to listen this thing. And how you are going to do that? So the best you for that, actually you need to understand your target market. So if you know your customer, if you know who is your ideal customer and what's the what's problem that person is facing, what solution that person needs, if you know your customer well, your ideal customer well, then in that case it's much easier for you to come up with a hook, because you know that, okay, this is something which my ideal customer wants. So you can create better hooks. So study more about your target market, study more about the problems, challenges, dreams, desires, and all these things, and you will have better hooks. So it's one thing. And also you can use the various frameworks that are used to build the effective headlines. So just use frameworks where, like, for example, there is a framework where you will first you will say the desired result, and then you will say what they don't want to do. So for example, how to make $1,000 without investing in paid ads in next 30 days. This is a kind of hook, right? So here what is happening, first you are talking about the goal that they want to achieve, then you are talking about the things that they don't want to do, and you are linking it with the word without. Okay, without is the word. You are linking it, both the things, and then you are telling the time frame. Okay, in next 30 days. So you are also giving them the duration. So this is one of the way of creating an headline, an engaging hook. So you have to figure it out. There are various way. It's not just about headlines. You can use some prop, you can do some activity, you can use some animations in the video. So there are various ways. The ultimate thing is you have to grab the attention when people are scrolling through their timeline. Okay, this is one thing. So work on your hook. It's extremely important, because if people are not hooked, whatever may be the content, it could be the best content in the world, but if people are not hooked, they are not going to consume the content. So it's total waste. So work on your hook. Give sufficient amount of time to come up with a hook. And now once you have your hook ready, you have grabbed the attention. Let's come to the second part. The second part is the big idea. B means big idea. So you have to deliver your big idea. So when you are creating any form of content, you should have that clarity that what is the big idea you are trying to convey in your content. Every content that you are creating, it should have one big idea. The one big thing that people should take home when they finish consuming your content. So that big idea is very important, and you have to deliver the content in such a way that people should be able to get that big idea. So have the clarity about big idea, and when you have this clarity, whatever you are talking in your video, whatever you are talking in your podcast, you will know exactly what I want to say. You will link everything to with that big idea. If you don't have this clarity, then in that case you may say some random things which are actually not relevant for that particular video or for that particular piece of content. So big idea gives you the clarity that, okay, what exactly I want to talk about, what is the big thing that I want people to take home. So write it down, what is the big idea you want to deliver, and have the clarity about it. And once you know this thing, your content will become better. Whatever you will speak, whatever you will say, everything will be aligned with that big idea. So this is very important. So second step is big idea. Write down the big idea. Now let's just come to third thing. Third step. Third step is close. So you have to close the video. You have to close the podcast. And how you close? Closing is all about asking them to take some action. So action could be very small, like just subscribing the video, like just saying like the video, leave the comment, or it could be something which is a little bit on the higher side, for example, asking them to go and give their asking them to download your lead magnet, asking them to enroll in a program, asking them to buy your product. It could be like that also. So you have to, you should know, you should have the clarity that, okay, how I am going to link my content with my call to action. You should have the clarity about your call to action, that what you want the people to take action. So this clarity is very important, and this is how you close. Your closing should be about giving them a particular call to action so that they will act and they will take action, the one you want them to take. Okay, so it's very important. So once you have the clarity about all these three things, your hook means how you are going to grab the attention, A. Second, B means big idea, what is your big idea, and C, close, means what call to action you are using in the content. These three things, when you have the clarity about these three things, creating content will be much easier for you. You will create content, and everything will be in a very logical sequence. Everything will be linking with each other, and your content will look really good. People will actually be able to connect with you, and it makes your content quality much better. So this is the framework that I want to share with you. It's a very good, very powerful framework for content creators, and I want you to use this framework for your content and start creating content every day. It could be the podcast, it could be the videos, it could be the blog. Right now, the short form content is dominating the market. There are reels, there are shorts, like YouTube shorts. So you can start creating this content as well. It is also a very good way to get the quick attention and get the traffic to your funnels, to your landing pages, and a great way to build your email list. So start doing it right now. Start using this framework and start creating content. Now let me know, what do you think about it? Have you find this episode valuable? I hope you find today's episode helpful and valuable. Please share this episode with your friends so that I can reach out to more and more people and help them with my podcast. Also, don't forget to subscribe the podcast on your favorite streaming platform and write a review about the show. You can download my 7-step guide to start and launch your first digital coaching program by going to the link swiy.co/coach. swiy.co/coach. See you in the next episode very soon. Till then, stay blessed, stay awesome. This is your host, Rishabh Jain, signing off. Thank you very much.